Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling from that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. We'll jump straight in. I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Andrew Plastow, and he's the principal of the Noongooda College, who's just opened up and down there in Adelaide. Andrew, very good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Trevor. Lovely to speak with you.
You too, my friend. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I'm Gamilaroi, which is sort of what's now known as New South Wales and goes into to Queensland a little bit.
Okay, fantastic. Let's talk about this fantastic college just opened up in Adelaide, Noongooda. Is that the pronunciation?
Noodle.
Noodle. Okay, thank you very much. Tell us about this deadly college, how it came about, and the opening of it.
I had been a public school principal for just over 15 years and had a very high Aboriginal population school I was working in, and just over time didn't necessarily agree with the directions that the department was heading. Mm-hmm. And wanted to I guess have a different outlook for particularly for our Aboriginal kids, but for all children. And
yes.
Had this very crazy idea to start my own college, and had a great team of people supporting me to do it, and we opened 1st February this year.
To Delhi, well, congratulations. What is the difference to, like, mainstream to the public curriculum as such?
Yeah, so we sort of work from the concept of Aboriginal cultures as our soul, children as our heart, and the arts as our spine. And I guess sort of going into that with a little bit more detail, really working sort of through culture, not just about culture. So, you know, it's the oldest continuous education system in the world, and so it's got to be doing something right.
Yes. I'm so picking up a culturally centred curriculum as such.
Yes, very much so. And, you know, really it's kind of working from the notion of the importance and value of kinship and valuing country and understanding where we are, you know, in place and the importance of the environment around us. And I think, you know, a real key is about giving kids agency, so having a real strengths-based approach and moving away from this concept of closing the gap.
Yes.
You know, there's only a gap because of the measurement tools that are used, not
exactly.
because of the abilities of Aboriginal kids.
Exactly. Fantastic. Look, it's simple when you look at it. And look, a lot of work to be done in this space. So have we got a new school as such, or are you working? Where's the building? Where are you situated? And tell us about the funding and how it all came about.
Yep. So we're based actually in an old CSIRO site that closed down in 2006 and is now under private ownership. And we lease that space and going through some pretty significant renovations at the moment to get that wonderful. And we're just in transportable buildings for now.
But yes.
It's going to be a fantastic space to support the work that we do, and has a strong emphasis on outdoor learning as well.
Yes.
Funding-wise, we're funded through, I guess, using the really healthy Commonwealth funding model that's quite often heads towards the elite in terms of independent schools. We're sort of using it to support all families and provide access to all families. And so through the funding model, we're able to actually provide fee-free independent schooling for about 70% of our kids at the moment.
Beautiful. And what grades are we talking in regard to the school?
So we're from reception to seven at the moment, which I think is foundation to seven over there.
Yep.
And then we're looking to add kindergarten or preschool next year and adding year eight. So we'll sort of turn into secondary school, and by 2026 we'll be a kindy to year 12.
And what about teachers, First Nation teachers?
We've got some, and we're also working to, I guess, raise our own. To employ co-educators or support staff that are keen to study, so that we'll then continue to grow our own teachers, and you know, hopefully some of our kids will want to go through as well.
And if we're talking about non-Indigenous teachers, it'd be great to have them at the table, and they're there for the learning as well, which is fantastic.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And you know, and the whole college has non-Aboriginal children and Aboriginal children.
Beautiful.
As well, because we want to sort of have it as a real sense of reconciliation and non-Aboriginal kids learning culture and valuing culture as they come through too.
Yeah, no, fantastic. Look, congratulations. Keep a close eye on you, Andrew, and big shout out there to the mob, and it is fantastic. Setting a benchmark, and big shout out also to Brisbane. They've got their First Nation school down there as well. So we are heading along the right path in that sense. And we're talking about closing the gap. We're talking about keeping kids in school, and you know, the curriculum. There's the old saying: if Abraham Lincoln came back to life, the only thing he'd see the same is the curriculum. You know, and that's the same for this country as well. And we need some changes. And this is fantastic with cultural front and centre. It's great to see, brother.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thanks very much for the acknowledgement, Trevor.
And nice talking with you, and all the best, and big shout to them beautiful kids, and we'll be in touch, Andrew.
Wonderful. Shout out to all your listeners. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Andrew Plustow, his name is, and he's the new principal of the Ngadirl College in Adelaide. So fantastic, and operating in a deadly space, and beginning is half done. And we're talking about a culturally centred curriculum as such, and fantastic. We need to have that, you know. Keep our kids at school. I mean, kids get bored with school, so you have more to learning about Captain Cook, you know what I mean? So have you saying Yana Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
You got me when you want. When the sun goes down tonight, I'll be your love. I'll be your best friend. I'll be your loving king. I'll do anything. You'll be my queen. I'll be there for you. I'll give you everything. I'll be true to you. I'll be your king. And when you're feeling all alone, and you're feeling cold and down, let my love lift you high above the cloud. 'Cause you got me when you like, you got me when you want. When the sun goes down tonight, I'll be your love. Sun goes down, I'll be your comfort, be your love. Your love.
You got me when you want. When the sun goes down tonight, I'll be your love. Cause you got me when you like. You got me when you want. When the sun goes down tonight, I'll be your love. Sleep with you forever, and I wanna die in your arms, in a cabin by a meadow where the wild bees swarm. And I'm gonna love you like nobody loves you, and I'll earn your trust. Making memories of us. I wanna honor your mother. I wanna learn from your pa. I wanna steal your attention like a bad outlaw. I wanna stand out in the crowd for you. A man among men. I wanna make your world better than it's ever been. And I'm gonna love you like nobody loves you. And I'll earn your trust making memories of us. Follow the rainbow wherever the four winds blow, and there'll be a new day coming. I'm gonna be here for you from now on. This you know somehow. You've been stretched to the limit, but it's all right now. And I'm gonna make you a promise. If there's life after this, I'm gonna be there to meet you with a warm, wet kiss. Nobody loves you, and I'll earn your trust making memories of us. And I'm gonna love you like nobody loves you, and I'll win your trust making memories of us.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day
Yeah, that's right. Big Yarn in Circle, National Talk Black. Give me a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. Call the number Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, to Delia Mob, a big, very good morning to Samantha over in WA, her beautiful son John, who's her carer, and got a new wireless there, so no crackling going on, so hope you're listening. Of course, you are, stupid statement, and I hope you're well, my sister, and all the best to you, and have a deadly, deadly, deadly day. All right, what top stories here on the news? They say, good morning, last good thing they tell you, but it's all good. It's about having a smile on your dial, you mob. New South Wales records are 646 new local COVID-19 cases and 11 more deaths. National record after Victoria reports 1,838 new local COVID-19 cases. In French, the ambassador criticises childish Australia before return to Canberra. Libby Trickett's money woes after retirement and how she came back. So there's some information you can find about bouncing back. Let's go. Andy Murray retrieves stolen wedding ring attached to tennis shoes. So there it is, reading on that. What do you do if you're feeling anxious about Australia opening up again? Latest COVID cases, numbers, location and alerts. In Australia at the moment, vaccinations, fully vaccinated, 59.3% across the country. And at least one dose in Australia, 81%. So get those people, get the second dose and then we'll lift those numbers. So Australia's Australians aged 16 and other fully and older are fully vaccinated, 59.3%, as I mentioned. Breakdown in New South Wales, 70.3%. ACT, 69.9%. Victoria, 55.6%. Queensland, 50.3%. South Australia, 53%. WA, 50.1%. Northern Territory, 55.1%. And Tasmania, 62.7%. Total doses given, 26,642,430. And doses in the last 24 hours, 336,559. Cases, 2,524. And active cases, 23,378. And tests in the last 24 hours across the country, 173.303. So there it is, working towards that space in regard to percentage of people in Australia getting vaccinated. Like I said, go and get the jab or have a talk to your First Nation health organisation. Get the education, get the knowledge, and knowledge is power. So in regard to helping you with your decision. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, beautiful track there. Bapa, Saltwater Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416. And call the number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. On your dingy country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, give us a call. Have your say. Now, Vital New Network to support Indigenous people who have mental health issues by linking them free of charge to other people facing mental health issues. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Tony Stevenson, CEO of Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia. Tony, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Tony?
I'm actually in Brisbane.
Okay, fantastic.
Not too far from you.
Yeah,
hey?
Just down the road, just down the road, and not in lockdown.
No, that's true at the moment, which is good.
Look, thank you for coming to the program, a very important space. We talk about a pandemic, talk about COVID-19, but there's always been a pandemic in regard to mental health, and here's a beautiful Vital Network reaching out to Indigenous people with mental issues, yes?
Yes, Trevor, we're launching in Cairns, in fact, right across Australia, we're launching a new initiative. It's called Finding North. Finding North, you know, just like the North Star has been our guide for, you know, thousands of years.
Yes.
It gives us an orientation, you know, as to exactly where we are. It tells us, you know, how to get to our destination. Now, that's really what we're wanting here with Finding North. It's all about people finding that direction and that pathway to better mental health.
And we're talking about a tool where we're using people who are facing mental health issues to talk to other people in the same boat. Is that right?
Yes, it is, Trevor, because it's people who have been through it, going through the same situation. They really know how to listen to people's stories, which is so important. So it really is about yarning, and it's about telling your story and sharing your stories. And through that, we think people will gain far more confidence about talking about their mental health, but also they can see how others have taken those steps to their recovery, and that gives everyone confidence and hope and optimism for the future.
Well, Tony, you're talking about a beautiful medicine in regard to yarning, you mentioned, and that is a good tool, isn't it?
It is, certainly is. You know, a lot of people just don't feel comfortable talking about their mental health because there is still so much stigma around. But if you're in a safe environment and you're talking with people, yarning with people who also are going through similar things, then you're far more confident. You know, you can trust people.
Yes.
You know, they're not going to judge you. So by doing that, we think that everyone will feel far more comfortable about talking about it, and really that's the first step. Once you can talk about it, then you can start doing something to improve your mental health.
And the yucky enemy is the word judging you mentioned there, and that's why a lot of people are hesitant in talking, because the judging factor,
Yeah, that's very true. That's still a very sensitive matter. We just don't talk about our mental health like we do about other health issues, unfortunately. We do have to break down that stigma, Trevor, and, you know, I usually talk to you once or twice a year, and that's what we're always talking about, and it's the same problem. So breaking down the stigma, opening up the conversation, people getting to connect, you know, it's all about connecting with other people. Now, we'll also have a whole lot of other resources on Finding North as well. We'll have information, we'll have events that you can do online as well. You can join in with other groups. We'll have some guest speakers. So there's a whole world of information connections. Once you join Finding North, then you'll be able to see who else is on the network, who you might like to connect with. And, you know, we provide a very safe environment, lots of security on our system there. But, it's a really interesting site. I'd love for people to go on and have a look. You can get there by going to findingnorthnetwork.com.au. It's easy process to get online. We do want to make sure that only people living with mental health conditions are in the network. So we'd just ask a couple of brief questions and then basically you're on, have a look around and see if it's something that you would like to be involved with.
Is there a schedule as such, a certain time, or how does that work, Tony?
No, you can go on the network any time. So Lovely. It's available there 24/7.
Beautiful.
And you can join up and you can find your way around, you can see what's there, you can connect up to people. And then we'll post on there, we'll post any of the events and any of the times that we're actually bringing in the guest speakers and that sort of thing. That'll all be there Good. As well. And then you can just come online and yarn with other people.
So findingnorth.com?
Finding North Network.
findingnorth.com.au. Mm-hmm.
findingnorthnetwork.com.au.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Okay, fantastic. Beautiful. All right, so there's a great tool for our mob to engage and in a safe space and with no pressure whatsoever, yes?
That's it. It's safe. It's been designed by people with mental health conditions themselves. Mm. They were very keen to make sure that, you know, it's safe. So we've got all the technology. It is monitored as well, not 24/7, but it's monitored, and we've got specialists available as well. If people need to, they can find out where to go to get more specialist help as well.
Tony, thank you so very much for sharing, and look, all the best to you, your team, your family. Stay safe, and to our mob out there, reach out, and we'll reach back, Tony.
Yes, thank you, Trevor. Really appreciate your support.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Deli Yarn there, Tony Stevenson, his name, is CEO of Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia, and a vital network, new network for our mob out there who have mental health issues, by linking them, like I said, free of charge to other people facing mental health issues. So a good yarning space, you mob, and like I said, a safe space, and look, there's no judging, and have that conversation. So finding northnetwork.com.au. So do check it out, you mob, and have your say. Listen, if you just don't need to talk, just have a listen. Peri's is fantastic as well, good tool. Have your say here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
The old mission town stands for the sea. The stolen people from the Kimberley. A mission from God to save our souls from the evil one with the white man's goals. They took our children from their parents. Church became a guardian. The government made a future. Stealing our children from their families. The stolen generation became a history. Stolen at birth, given a new life. I am black, but my parents are white. Shame of a nation. Generation, shame of a nation, the stolen generation, shame of a nation, the stolen generation, shame of a nation, the stolen generation. Our fathers are white, our mothers are black, the colors half cast, either white or black. A new generation, a whole new race, taken from our families, a bloody disgrace.
modest trading policy controlled us blacks. Kingdoms in reserves and old mission shacks. They're trying to bring us out and make us white, rejecting our culture and our rights. The referendum gave us our rights. Most of Australians supported our fight. Times are a-changing for better or worse. It's easy for all of us to make it work. Stolen at birth, given a new life. I am black, my parents are white. Shame of a nation, a stolen generation. Shame of a nation, a stolen generation. Shame of a nation, a stolen generation. Shame of a nation, a stolen generation.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that choppy number again, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, Bunbury Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the National News Radio Service. We've got someone online. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, I'm not very knowledgeable. I'm no David Knife on, brother, because I'm not getting the vax, so that means I'm not very knowledgeable, brother. Yeah.
Is that
but anyway,
right?
on the flip side of that, you know, every role, brother, as black fellows, we say, oh, if they're not too smart, why are you my old black fellow? I'm going to touch on that after during that yarn. What you my old black fellow? But, brother, on the other call about mental health, I'll touch on that, brother, because I'm through that emotional ringer, that jumping off place, brother, and you know, it was said to me that it's good that you have group therapy too. Therapy is another word for healing, and sometimes, a lot of times, I couldn't articulate what I have to say. I knew what I felt, but other people can say it for me, you know, and they might talk about their past, but really, it's what I was intending to do. It's my, you know, it was sort of giving me a glimpse into my future, because I was thinking the same thing that they'd done in the past. But, and the saying is true, too, that it's okay not to feel okay. Like I always say, that you are as sick as your deepest secret, brother. And I found writing and I write poetry, and even if it's broken English, you know, if you talk ass up, brother, you know, just talk on the tape. And I found that therapy, too. And when I was in the rehab, we were doing occupational therapy and work. And what was good about it is I was in the moment when I was doing it with my hands, and the emotion caught up after. You know, mentally I was in a good space. And I want to touch on that grand final there, brother, the AFL in Perth. A couple of things I want to say that. But, brother, we're upon you, brother. You got the contract. You got the training contract to clean that stadium, and that's really good, too.
Exactly.
AFL player.
Yes.
And I like what... Yeah, brother. And two things that stick out was the commentator, the sports commentator, and I like them kind of fellows that you can't pigeon him. He's a Perth man, and he's a sporting commentator. And the singer, Cody Simpson, before he became a singer, he was into swimming. And I like that, brother. And during the broadcast, they talked about a bloke called Ron Barassi, 1964. And he's a Cody fellow, brother. And, a lot of us from up the north here, we went down on the Harold Blair project. We went down to Victoria, and we met that fella, him, Ron Barassi, Ryan Rose, and even the going at Lawn. It was part of the, you know, the come with the Harold Blair project. We met people like that down there, brother. And Bama Bipra, brother, the black fella talking. And on that first caller, I think he was a teacher, and it's true, brother. Is schooling, and just like this, the concept of this program, we got a voice, you know, the same Cook discovered Australia. No, we discovered Cook. The black fellow,
we discovered Cook, yes.
and we hear our side of it. And one of the things I'm going to say, brother, is, you know, like, we have three white folks come on, Chris Graham, Tony, and Marsha. Chris, like, for instance, Chris, that's good they come on, they contribute to the show. Chris talks about Will Kenya, Tony talks about Gulf Road down to Truckee, and Marsha talks about Warrabinda and Lockhart. And, you know, we roll up, we say, what can black fellas, they can't talk for themselves. I've got pissed off, brother. They never talk for us, you know. But we can, you know, as a matter of fact, you know, brother, I always hear of Tony's partner. Once I hear it on the program, brother, and a lot of people down that way, I never hear nobody else talk from down there, brother.
True.
And we got the mayor, you know, he comes on, and it's good that he comes on. And when I was talking about the man from Uncle, well, there's a new version, you know, like the Mission Impossible. What I'm trying to say is I'm giving from a black fellow perspective, because one of my age group, we said with that, and we said with them show they use technology to, you know, to undermine a country or a leader or give them the benefit. You know, like I gave the example of East Timor. And I think I talk really quick. Just wanted to come on here. I talk really quick about the fellow you interviewed from Port Augusta. And at the very end, I was on the edge of my seat. I was glad he said it. And he said, oh, we got this nuclear debate now coming up, some nuclear stuff and nuclear waste. Where's that going to go? And a lot of time we're hearing the news, but they want us to look over here, but not look over there. And that's why I talked about the gadgetry and all the stuff. You know, brother, I don't mean to be disrespectful to you, brother. You know, when that little fella, Elijah Doherty, when he got killed down there, and you interviewed the mayor, from Kalgoorlie, and a lot of it centers around that fellow, but I feel like swearing the people from Perth, WA, you savvy what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. In Kalgoorlie, brother, I think you might remember when Kerry Peck, I think he has bought Newcastle, bought some of the territory. They said he was the Guana, he was the Mr. Big of crime. That's what they claimed, but the rumor going around. But anyway, I think that came about because the gold bullion went missing in the Nickelville brothers. They got blamed for it. But what happened is that the detective in that investigation, he went to Kalgoorlie and had a daughter in a pub to work in Kalgoorlie. And some bikies went there and done something in the pub. And that copper, that demon, the detective, he went out to the camp and he shot at them bikies. And then bikies, when he went down to Perth, they blew his car up. And around that area, Kalgoorlie, There was a politician, and he was a bit of a celebrity. I asked what he was, because his name was Wilson Ironbuyer Tucky, and he backed the fella over in Robin, I think, Blackfella. And he was a bit of a celebrity, you know. They liked him, the other police. And remember that cool guy, that pub where that publican said no Blackfella going to be safe unless somebody tell her where your mobile phone got stolen, you know, if anybody stole it.
Yes.
Kalgoorlie, and you can bet your bottom dollar, they got just the first place, that illegal brothel. There's a lot of crime around that. And yet, you know, they forget about that. They just, that's why I sometimes say that when they get our focus over here, we're going to look over the other side. They don't look at that.
Watch the left hand. Watch the left hand. Don't know what the right hand's doing.
You know, we have the federal, Maurice comes on and he talks about all the good stuff and all that. You know, brother, I feel moved again, brother. I feel touched again, and I talk about mining. You know, and it's a strategy they use even around with other First Nation people. They use it as a strategy to sell to the public. Oh, we have employment, we have jobs, and mining been here for a long time. There's no role model community. I tell you what, brother, this is my opinion. Yarrabah, Palmholland, and Shearbeck, they're not here any mining, and I think they do pretty well for community, brother.
Exactly.
And that fellow, he's up, he got life here in Arukun, from Arukun. That's my little children's uncle. And he got life. And all the stuff that was going on up there, and like how it's sort of on the show, sort of, if we talk about those things, it's negative, it's not positive. But how I see it, when we talk about the Empress naked, we're not this Pollyanna and that everything's all good. We're going to keep it real too, brother. That's
keep it real, exactly.
And all the other stuff, all the other issues that went up there. Like my daughter went up there, and she come back. One of my daughters, she come back, and she ended up in the adolescent ward, brother. And she wanted to, she come and flying back, try to kill herself on a suicide. And, and my eldest daughter, she's from another mum. She's one of the, her family getting the, oh, I don't know what money to get royalty from where the mining is now.
Yep.
And I struggled here, but we foot falcon, catch the bus, and we struggled. And, you know, they talk about all them Murrays here were Hungry Jack's brother. They're my children's family, brother.
Yeah, my brother.
And that we talked about on the show, but one Murray fellow, you know, from Aragon, he was enlisted, he died now, brother.
Yeah,
and there was another Aragon lady that got hit and run. She died here where Dunwoody's, and another one died in the park, and another one died in the hospital. Yeah, and that's where I'm coming from.
I hear you, my brother. I hear you. I've got to move on, my brother. Selwyn. That's Selwyn, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Sorry, Selwyn, had to cut you off. They've got another caller coming in. We're going to try and catch up with Rodney Carter. He's the CEO of Jaja Wurrung and a movement to change to Jim Crow Creek to Lani Baramul Yalak steps up. So that's the talk we're going to have with Rodney Carter. And waiting for his call to come in very soon. But we're coming to the news very soon with NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service, give the Murray news, and we'll have that coming up very well and very soon as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarnum Strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. You can give us a call on that number, or you can text the brother at 0457140550. And don't forget our Facebook page, Rob BBM 987 FM. So a very powerful tool, you mob, voice for our people, so do utilise it. We have a one-hour program with National Talk Black, and that's Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. So there it is. You can have your say in Yarnum Strong here on National Talk Black. Yarnum with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking another 12 noon Queensland time, which is coming up very soon. But, yeah, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Rodney Carter. He's the CEO of Jaja Wurrung, and talking about the traditional owners of the land. Jaja Wurrung have been calling for a name to change for years due to racist and offensive connotations. We're talking about Jim Crow. Jim Crow Creek, and got Rodney on the line. Rodney, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good, brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm Rodney Carter. As you said, the group CEO for the Jaja Wurrung. We're in central Victoria, and our mob, more broadly, as our federation, are part of the Kulin people.
Kulin people. All right, big shout-out to the mob there. We're talking about a movement here to change the Jim Crow Creek. How are you travelling in that space, and is the council behind it as well?
Yeah, yeah, good question. It's been a long journey, a very, very long journey. But that being said, what it's done is allowed people more time to grapple with what it means to them, largely emotionally.
Yes.
And what we see with all of our sort of matters as opposed to issues with the wider community, there's always a section that's too possessive around what's been imposed on our country. Where we're pretty pleased here is that people are wanting to put language back into country to as wider community, talk to country like our mobs do and support us in our leadership to do these good things.
Yes, exactly. And you're saying that the council is behind the movement and changing of the name?
Yeah, yeah. There's two local governments that the creek itself intersects with. The lead local government is the Hepburn Shire. And so, you know, they've been fantastic. Just trying to support us to put our mob, our culture back into country. It's fantastic.
Well, the phrase we use for the so-called COVID-19, we're all in this together. I mean, that's what we're talking about here, you know, is bringing black and white together and to walk a mile in each other's shoes, so to speak, you know, and understanding and respecting the TOs of the land, brother.
Yeah, yeah. There's so much, I think, when people see the beauty in our culture and who we are as a people, our identity.
Yes.
And I always think, because I'm Jaja Wurrung centric in a sense, what we've got to offer that wasn't afforded in respect to our ancestors, the time's right now for these generations, our future generations, to be able to lead, walk together and start speaking our language.
Would you know who Jim Crow is and why the creek was named after Jim Crow?
Yeah, yeah. So I've spoken to many people about this. What's sort of sad is that the racist connotations with the use of Jim Crow is not even Australian in its insult. It's a North American construct, and it's so sad when you see that people are borrowing things that are even foreign to our experiences here as Australians. So there's no value, I think, at all in saying that it's of a historical significance. It's foreign. It's not about us. And what we're offering is actually to put the name, the identity of the creek back in place. To call it the Larney Battlemore You Look, it's beautiful.
Fantastic. And that in itself, pardon the pun, is a bridge builder, isn't it?
Exactly. We want people, when they refer to country, the places, the plants, the animals, to give them back their spirit, their mutupuk, and to say their name, to whisper their name, to sing their name, is so respectful of the ancestors and what our culture is all about.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, congratulations. Big shout out there to the mob there. And thank you very much, Rodney. And please do keep in touch. And step by step, we are rising as First Nation people. Too deadly, brother.
That's it. It's solid. But take care.
You take care. Bye-bye. That's Rodney Carter. He's the CEO of Jojo Wurrung and the movement to change Jim Crow Creek to Larney Burramul Yuluk. And that steps up and is going well, going strong. And the council's behind it as well. So, partner, like I said, a good bridge builder. Speaking of bridge building, I want to give a big shout out to the Yarrabah Seahawks. Too deadly, your mob, in the grand final this weekend here in Cairns, up against Innisfail Brothers A grade side. That's at 7 p.m. here in Cairns on Saturday night. And Fly Gula Fly. So, all the best to you, deadly mob. And with that, here's Barry Cedric's song with Fly Guyula Fly. Do enjoy.
Tonight.
Yeah, Too Deadly Fly, Guyula Fly, Guyula the Mighty Seahawks. So they're in the grand final this weekend, CDRO, Kent District Rugby League, here at Barlow Park against the Innisfail Leprechauns, brothers team. And may the best team win. And do enjoy the journey, you mob, and go all out and cut them up, is what we say. So Too Deadly, thank you very much, you mob. Time for Trendy Trev to sign off here with your daily program, National Talk Black. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, in actual fact, next week, Monday, with that Delhi number 1-800-422-416. Always good yarning with you, mob. Love steering the ship. It is your ship. Always add to the conversation. But look, take care. Stay black. Stay deadly. Stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're still in pandemic. Thinking of your mob there in New South Wales and Victoria, and mob here in far north, doing well. Keep doing it. Too Deadly. Here's Justin Wallerton. JW, Oiko, Oiko. Too Deadly.